glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus Christ was brought before the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. The high priest of the Jewish council had already held a tribunal against Jesus. They condemned him to death on the grounds of his claim to be the Son of God. False witnesses had been paid to testify against Jesus. It was all a conspiracy by the Jewish religious leaders. They had plotted to kill Jesus. So they paid Judas to betray him into their hands, and they arrested Jesus in the night, held their mockery of a trial, and then led him before Pilate as a criminal worthy of the Roman execution. This is Max Pratt inviting you to continue listening to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We hope to bring a blessing to you through our spiritual message in word and in song.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt. I found peace that is so and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Pilate listened to the charges levied against Jesus. He then examined Jesus by a personal interview. He found no fault in him, no deed worthy of death. The scriptures tell us that Pilate knew what was behind the charges. He knew why Jesus was accused and why they were asking for his death. The governor knew, the high priest and Jewish chief priest were envious of Jesus. But Pilate was not a Jew. Jewish law was not important to him as long as they did not trouble him in his duties as the governor. He was a politician. Knowing that Jesus was not guilty of a crime worthy of execution, Pilate sought to set Jesus free. His wife sent a note to him advising her husband to have nothing to do with Jesus, whom she called a righteous man. The governor first tried to get out of having anything to do with Jesus by sending him to King Herod, who just happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. But Herod sent Jesus back to Pilate's court. Pilate tried to barter with the Lord's accusers. He used his tradition of releasing a criminal during the Passover feast as an opportunity. He chose to give them the choice between Jesus or the notorious criminal Barabbas. Pilate asked Jesus for more information about his kingdom and his claims as a king, hoping to find something to give him an out from making a decision of life or death over Jesus. Pilate was convinced of the Lord's innocence, but the threat from the leading Jews to accuse him before his superiors was something he wanted to avoid. He had Jesus flogged, trying to play on their sympathy. It did not deter them at all from their determination to have Jesus crucified. With the cries of a mob at his palace, clamoring, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" he ordered that Jesus be crucified by Roman soldiers. I believe Pilate was extremely frustrated over this executive decision. We know, consciously, he knew Jesus to be an innocent man. He also knew the motive behind the charges was envy. His credentials were threatened. His authority and place in Roman government was at stake. His wife's warning was taken seriously. When he stood before the crowd and washed his hands, making the claim that he was innocent of Christ's blood, he was trying to remove himself from the moral obligation of his decision. Pilate wrote the charge against Jesus, had it placed above his head. He was crucified for being the king of the Jews. However, this offended the Jews, and they came back to Pilate and wanted the charge changed. They wanted the charges to read that Jesus claimed to be the king of the Jews, but Pilate refused. Jesus died king of the Jews. What do you think about Pilate? Did he make a good decision that day? Did he make the right decision? You know, I haven't ever known anyone named Pilate. I have no doubt why. The name carries with it a stigma, doesn't it? But I wonder. I know many in our society that would have agreed with Pilate's decision that day and would have made the same decision he did. I'm not just talking about people who are anti-Christian. Obviously, those who would like to destroy the name of Christ and the influence of Christianity in our world would agree. But I've heard folks in communities argue for the promotion of an issue on the basis of what will make money in the community. Moral issues do not matter as long as it brings money into the community. I've heard citizens tell officials they had to make a decision based upon what was right for the community at large, and they had to leave their moral convictions out of it. Arguments have been made publicly that if you belong to a group, and that group makes a decision to do something, then you are obligated to support the decision whether or not you agree with it. Again, moral convictions are cast aside. The majority has the right. It seems in this democratic society that the only right decision is based upon whether it is the decision of the majority. The basis of right and wrong has become the majority. There is another direction on Pilate's decision that is prevalent today. Pilate made his decision to save his own skin. The pressure on Pilate to condemn Jesus could have led to his loss of job and perhaps his own crucifixion. If he was accused before Caesar of supporting another king, he may have been found guilty of treason. Lots of decisions are made today based upon what is good for self. The philosophy, which is really humanism, a predominant one in our society, says, look out for yourself. You owe it to yourself. Any decision made is either right or wrong based upon what is good for oneself. which if that is true, then what is morally right is relative. It is relative to what is best for me at this moment. That is not biblical. We cannot live by such influences and have the moral convictions that God has provided for us in His holy word. If the majority is always right, then the decision of a group becomes the standard of right and wrong. That being the case, then the mob that brought Jesus to Pilate was right. If we base our decisions upon what is good for me, then each individual has the standard of right and wrong in his own hands. Maybe Pilate's question to Jesus is the most important question today. When Jesus answered Pilate why he had come into the world and said that he had come to give testimony to the truth, Pilate then asked, "What is truth?" For some, the truth lies in the majority rule. Do you want all the truth to be in the hands of the majority? Then mobs, like the one that took Jesus to Pilate and asked for him to be crucified, will be right in their decisions. And Pilate had to be right if our decisions need to be for our own good. Pilate prevented any accusation being levied against him to Caesar by his action, but Jesus, the only innocent man, was crucified. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." The Apostle John testified of Jesus saying, "Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Christian disciples are led to seek the truth that's provided by Jesus, to know what is morally right and wrong. We make decisions based upon what Jesus has revealed to be morally acceptable before God. We are living by, guided by, influenced by a conscience led by Jesus. What is the basis of your moral decisions? What truth do you rely upon? What standard do you believe would be good for the world? What moral standard guides your behavior this day? This edition of Moments of Inspiration is presented in hope of changing lives, changing the world for a better place. Jesus and His truth makes for a better world.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.